I've got Anthony LoCascio on here. So I brought him in because he's doing his first solo show at the Comedy Store. This is amazing.
At the Comedy Store, yeah.
Next Saturday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, 7 p.m.
7 p.m., yeah. Yep. Doors 6:30, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Let's get the spruiking out the way.
Let's get the spruiking straight away.
Spruiking out. All right. So this week you're also on the lineup for the Comedy Store as well. So if you want to see him as well, you can get a little taster.
Yeah, come and get a taste tonight or tomorrow night or the following night twice. But you don't get any kind of discount if you come tonight to my show next week. So if you're cheapo, just come next week. Next week's the big one. That's what you want to do.
So this is huge. You're feeling new to comedy, and you've been the opportunity to do this at the Comedy Store, which is like comedy mecca here in Sydney. How did this all come about?
Well, I've done a few hours before. This is not my first hour per se, but I did the Comedy Festival this year. For the last 2 years, I've done a sort of solo hour-ish show at a different theatre in December, and I was looking for a place to do it this year. I was speaking to the people that run the store, and they know me pretty well because I've done the store couple of times.
All right.
And they were like, okay. Yeah, we'd love to have you. So I'm doing it. They've given me a bit of a, I won't say unfortunate, but they've given me a tough date to sell.
That is tough.
A Christmas party sort of haven.
So let's sell it now. What is it about?
Okay. So it's called Mr. Perfect.
Right.
It's basically completely autobiographical.
Okay.
Essentially, I have these photos. I did these photos, headshots that I took very early this year, which were for my Sydney Comedy Festival show Unaccounted, where I spoke about how I ran away from my corporate career to do comedy. And in some of the photos, there's me holding this tea mug that says Mr. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for, you know, I figure I'm going to use this headshot. I may as well get the juice out of it. And I looked at it and I was like, you know what, given the themes that I'm talking about in this show, Mr. Perfect is a pretty good, ironic name.
Well, you better explain how. Okay, so what is the show? What is it about? What are the things?
Without going too much into it, so there's a lot of dating stuff. Mm-hmm. Up top, I've been
up top dating,
guys. This is why being single sucks. I've been single.
No, apparently it's amazing.
Apparently, according to who?
Well, I know some people who.
No, they like it.
They are loving it. Apparently, it's not me who's loving it. That's for sure. I'm not having a good time, but we'll talk about that.
So yeah, dating stuff. I've been single for about 6 months now, and it's.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, it's rough out there.
I should explain. I've been single for a long time, but yes, welcome to the world.
Welcome to hell. One of my mates told me recently. Yeah. Welcome to hell. It's good to have you here, and it's good to be here, guys. It's good to be here.
Well, I thought they wouldn't like the extra competition having you around, Anthony.
Oh, this is a female friend.
Oh, well then she knows.
Yeah, she knows. She's like, welcome to hell.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of dating stuff, but then. I also go into some of the stuff that I experienced as a teenager and sort of my religious background. And
Are you able to say what your religious background is now?
So I'm baptized Catholic, mm-hmm. but I'm half Greek. So I grew up a lot in the Greek Orthodox Church.
Yep.
And I am firmly agnostic / atheist / I don't like church.
There's very few crossovers of church, comedians and church, I will say.
I know, right?
When you can, it's a great market, but it's very rare.
I imagine it would be, actually, and I'm thinking about getting into it, to be honest, because I go to church. I went once this year. The priest had a meeting out of his hand, and he was bombing. He was bombing. He was getting no laughs, this guy. His crowd work was shit. Like, I couldn't understand how much respect he was getting. No one went to the toilet during his set. Everybody was polite. And I'm like, man, I can't believe this. No heckling, nothing. This is where we're going wrong. We got to cosplay as the Pope at every single gig now just to get a bit of respect, T. That's what we're doing.
Okay. And so there's also, you talk about your family a bit as well?
A little bit. There's always a little bit of my family in my shows.
Because all families are funny. I was trying to think about this today. Why are all families funny?
I suppose because...
Why is your family funny?
Well, because all of our families have weird sort of idiosyncrasies that just belong to them. Mm-hmm. But the only
What's one thing your mum does that's a weird idiosyncrasy?
How much time you got?
Well, you've not got that long because we're going to have a break and we're going to come back. But give me one.
All right. The first thing that comes to mind is she'll cook something. I'll go over to eat. She'll cook something. And then The entire thing is just a sort of narcissistic reflection on the food that she's cooked. I like it. Yes, it's delicious. I thought I would try putting wholemeal breadcrumbs this time. Yeah, doesn't matter. I like it. It's fine. Oh, I thought I'd try this time, and I wasn't sure about it. Yeah, we can stop talking about the meal now. We can stop talking about it now. It's
me.
All right.
Oh, no. I
and
love
then afterwards, it. It's you didn't like it. No, I did like it. I just didn't want to talk about it for 27 minutes.
But she's put a lot of effort in. Do you not understand? Okay, I'm not going to lecture you about that. Look, what we're going to do, though, now is we're going to have another song, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you some dating terms to see how the 6 months of dating, how much it's taught you. Are you up for it?
I'm going to be useless, so I am very up for it.
Excellent. Just so you know, Comedy Store.
Comedy Store, Mr. Yep. Perfect, Friday, the 6th of December, 6:30 p.m., doors open, 7 o'clock, the show starting. Me, Anthony LaCascia, I've got my good friends Hotch Diaz and Tom Whitcomb opening for me.
Hear my name there, Anthony.
They are brilliant, and definitely not my friend T opening for me, because I don't know what city she lives in anymore.
I'm here. I'm always here. When they call me for 2 SER, I'm here.
She's here.
I'm here.
All right.
All right, so we're going to play.
Calm, guys, calm. It's going to be mad.
It actually will be. Very funny guy.